Blog Talk Radio.
Have you ever loved somebody? The way God loves somebody, and He loves you.
Everybody on the line, thank you for letting us see another month. Pray that you continue to bless each and everybody on the line. Pray that you say something that affects everybody. Pray that you just continue to bless us on this Sunday. And in Jesus' name, I pray, amen. So, like I said, we're going to be studying Proverbs 6. Starting verse starts by saying warnings against folly. So I'll go ahead and start reading here. It says, my son, if you have put up security for your neighbor, if you have shaken hands and pledged for a stranger, you have been trapped by what you said, ensnared by the words of your mouth. So do this, my son, to free yourself, since you have fallen into your neighbor's hands. Go to the point of exhaustion and give your neighbor no rest. Allow no sleep to your eyes, no slumber to your eyelids. Free yourself like a gazelle from the hand of a hunter, like a bird from the snare of the fowler. So this right here is a little scenario that they have set up here in the first five verses. Just to show the main point was in verse 3, where it says, you know, go to the point of exhaustion to basically free yourself of what you've been trapped by. That could be anything. That could be things that you did, certain things that they did, something that needs to be rectified with your neighbor, whether that neighbor is your family member, somebody that's a friend, an associate. It's basically saying that after a certain point, you need to reassess a situation, or at the end of the day, like it says, you know, before you go to sleep, before you close your eyelids, you need to go and talk to them to free yourself of whatever that is, whatever that pain is, whatever the situation is. Now, I know I have my co-host on the line. Minister
Indeed.
Jamal is, I hear you over there. What you think about these first five verses?
I think that you're right, bro. Oftentimes, man, you know, we be putting ourselves in binds. And what I get from these couple of verses, man, is that, you know, even often in our lives, man, you know, some people in our lives are not good for us. But we often make a pact with them. And if I could, you know, compare it to anything, I would compare it to a relationship. You know, that ex-girlfriend, you know, that oftentimes, you know, or let's flip it around. I know some females that always told some guys that no matter what, I'll be there for you. And people don't understand the seriousness or the severity of that statement right there. You know, because it's a reason why you're an ex. When you speak about an ex and you say ex-con or ex-girlfriend, ex-wife, you know, this is something that is in the past. And oftentimes that we are so caught up in love, and it says that you are speaking through emotion. Now, this person is no longer good for you, but you've already told this person that I'll always be there for you. And oftentimes, I'm not even going to say an oftentimes, but in some cases, that comes to haunt you right back. So God is telling us in His Word that go to the point of exhaustion. Give your neighbor no rest. Allow no sleep to your eyes. Free yourself like a gazelle from the hand of the hunter. So God is showing the severity, the gazelle from the hands of the hunter. And if you know anything about hunting, the purpose is to shoot and kill the target. So when the gazelle is eating the grass or drinking from the river, hunters try to be ever so careful because at one little creek, at one little rustle, the gazelle is going to run because he knows that, okay, this ain't a regular sound. This ain't the sound of an animal. This ain't the sound of my prey. This is the sound of something that can potentially harm me. So what the gazelle does is look up and look around. And once he sees that hunter, see, the hunter has a split second. If you watch any of these hunting shows, man, and it's a whole network for it. Sometimes me and my father sit back and we watch it, man, and you see the hunter trying to dress a certain type of way so it won't throw off the hunter's cover. So because they know that one move, one hard breath, one loud breath, one cough, that the gazelle is going to go. So this is what God is telling you, that go. You know, get yourself out of that. Don't be telling people that I'll always be there for you, because some people that you let go out of your life is meant to be gone. Some people that you've left in the dust is supposed to stay there. Now it's up to you to continue on in this mess, in this pact that you made. But God is telling you that get out of that. Don't stay in that. Get away from that, and get away from it like your life is dependent on it. So that's my comment this morning.
That's a good word right there. Powerful. Have any other comments? Can call this online.
Morning, fellas. How y'all doing?
Morning.
Yeah, I'm liking what I'm hearing this morning. You guys are on it. Taking these warnings against slipping. When I grew up back in the 80s, we always had to be careful where we went, who we went with, what time of day we went, what route we went. Couldn't go to, you know, different high school where, you know, had certain people there. And so you always had to be careful And, you know, the word of God is so powerful that, you know, even back then it's practical to letting us know that you just can't go everywhere, you just can't do everything, you just can't hang out with everybody. And then when we went out, we always made sure that we went out with people that had our back, because you can go out with some people and then they don't have your back. You turn around, it's like they're gone, they left you hanging there, you're the only one over there, and you really have to be careful. And so there's a warning against getting involved with people who don't have your back, going places, you know, doing things where, you know, God doesn't have you, it doesn't have your best interest in hand. You got to be careful with that. And it was true back then. I'm sure it's true in you guys' day. It's just certain things you don't say, certain places you don't go, certain times of day, certain people you don't hang out with. And, you know, it's the same thing with the word of God and ministry. Some people are in ministry for themselves. Some people are in ministry just trying to, you know, shine on themselves. But you got to know who's down with you, you know, in the trenches when, you know, it comes down to it. So good word today.
All right. Amen. Man, that's definitely, if I can add a comment, that's definitely relevant. To this day, it's definitely places you won't catch me at the dock, because certain places you won't catch me in the broad daylight. You won't, certain places you won't catch me with somebody, you know, that like you said, don't have my back at the end of the day. Somebody
shaky.
That,
yeah, they get shaky.
And see, here's the point. People think that, okay, me having your back is meaning, okay, we in a fight. We, you ain't going to run on me. That's one case. I say another case is that if you got my back, you ain't going to put me in that situation. You ain't even going to, you know, we going to sit down and have a level conversation. Look, bro, look, I know Shorty is on Saratoga. I know she's on Saratoga. I seen her on Saratoga, but, bro, it's about 8:30. And, you know, Saratoga, they know for some things, and you know we not about to go around there, you know, right now. That's not the best option for us. She can meet us at a local metro station or something, but we ain't going in there. We ain't going in there. So yeah, that's definitely relevant to this day.
Oh yeah, definitely. All right. There's no other comments. We want to jump to the next group of verses.
And then look,
here.
Okay, one more comment, right? Because remember the couple of first words ago when we were talking about a good name? See, it's like even certain places that you're going to go, you ain't going to go with a certain person,
right?
Because you already know at the end of the day, oh, look, we might be going somewhere and there might be some alcoholic beverages. Son can't hold his liquor.
Mm-hmm.
He's going to want to fight everybody.
Yep.
We gonna want to throw up. We gonna have to babysit him. We gonna have to do this, and I remember I told you, bro. We stayed on that verse for like 20 minutes, man. A name is better than anything. You understand what I'm saying? Because it's funny at first. Oh, look at him. He throwing up. He wanna fight everybody. He can't hold his liquor. Next thing you know, the party's gonna start happening, and your phone won't
mm-hmm.
get cold. Because it's not even fun no more. I know that for a fact. This 28-year-old man is
mm-hmm.
going to be acting like a 12-year-old kid when he get these couple drinks up in him. So, yeah, man, yeah, it's about the name, bro. But, yeah, that's it. I promise.
All right, that's good, man. So, we're going to go ahead and go to verse 6. It says, go to the ant, you sluggard. Continue your ways and be wise. It has no commander, no overseer, or ruler. Yet it stores its provisions in the summer and gathers food for harvest. How long will you lie there, you sluggard? When will you get up from your sleep? A little sleep, a little slumber, a little fondling of the hands to rest, and poverty will come on you like a thief and like an armed man. So these group of verses that I just read definitely speaks to being wise and what these proverbs are about, in the sense of like we've even talked about that, you know, you gotta watch for certain things, You got to watch where you go. And this is saying right here that you have to watch the type of work that you're doing. Basically saying be diligent and everything. Like an ant, like it says right here, you know, it has no commander and doesn't have anything. Ants are fascinating. I'm sure everybody that has a house or lives somewhere has had an ant problem or seen ants at one time. And everybody knows that ants are going to look for something to eat, and they're going to take it back to where their house is, and they're going to store it so they can have something to eat. That's their life cycle. They have a queen. They go and they feed the queen. They know what they're for. They have different types of ants, worker ants or whatever. But that just goes to say, like it says, you know, about the hands, about keeping busy, that you continuously have to do and continuously have to, you know, press on and do what your job is just to succeed. Like it says, you know, that in the summer it gathers the food so that it has it. So, you know, in the wintertime when they go in, they're going to have enough food. What do you guys think about these verses right here?
I definitely agree with you, man. One thing that sticks out to me is verse 7. You know, and 8, okay, 6 through 8 says, go to the ant, you sluggard. Consider its ways and be wise. Verse 7 says it has no commander, no overseer, or ruler. Number 8 says, yet it stores its provisions in the summer and it gathers food at harvest. Even though that there is no, see, sometimes, when you have a leader, when you have an overseer and or ruler, they can get in the way. I know when I used to work at this, this little pizza place, man, and when the manager would not come in, the place was flowing. People were happy, smiling, work was getting done, money was getting made. But when the manager came in, he just stood over everybody, and then the vibe just changed because of his presence. I like the fact that it goes to the ant because, see, the ant is the littlest creature, the littlest bug out here, and it shows that even without a ruler, even without a leader, that they still work together. We have to be able to still be able to work together and not just sit on our tail, but it said, yet it stores its provisions in summer and gathers food for the harvest. But nobody has to tell it to. Sometimes we come into church and we wait for the pastor, the priest to get happy. We gotta wait until somebody say, well, you know, you ain't gotta wait for the pastor to preach or the choir to sing to get happy.
Amen.
And then people start getting up and start running and running around. See, you gotta bring it with you. See, you gotta bring it with you. The light, as we were talking about yesterday, bruh, the light is when it's in you. That in spite of what you're going through, because see, now you're just making it back to the charger. That's all you're doing, but you still have to be the phone at the end of the day. So when you come to church, you're just being recharged, but you have to come like with the willingness, not the broken spirit, with making a joyful noise.
Amen.
That I know that when I come here, this is where it's at. Like I often compare it to the hospital. See, when you sick and you hurting, see, what you're trying to do is just get to the help. But see, one thing about me, I know I've been sick a couple times, and see, I've been frustrated. But when I saw the doctor, I got happy because, see, I knew this is where everything was about to be okay. When I got to the hospital, I said, yes.
because this is where it's going to go down. But you have to bring that in there. You have to, a pastor said often, you're only going to get out what you put in. So if you're just there for the music, that's all you're going to get. See, when you come into the house, man, you have to you be cheerful because I made it. Some people didn't make it. And even when you're a child of God, even if you don't wake up to be absent from the body, to be present with the Lord, but somebody didn't get a chance to make that opportunity. Somebody didn't get that chance. So just to be able to wake up that morning and go back to the house. Come on, man. That's my comment right there.
Definitely one thing that I definitely thought of and I caught of what you were saying there is plugging in. And definitely, you know, it's a good thing to go to church and to plug in. But in certain situations, it's a good thing that God is global and he's everywhere. Because if you're going through something, plug in wherever you want. You can plug in to God. You can call on God and he's everywhere. And that's a great thing to know because a lot of the times, I mean, if you're going through something and it could be any day of the week, it may not be Sunday. So you definitely got to know how to plug in to him and have to go to him in prayer and have to just continue to, you know, be connected with him. I'm sure that everybody connects every day. You can be anywhere and you can plug in with God, you know. He's one of those global people. What do you guys think about that comment?
Amen. I think that's it. You guys are on it.
Definitely agree with your comment.
It's a thing where the ant, you look at the ant, you know, he's small, but he's about his business. The thing is, don't let anybody, you know, poo-poo what God has given you. And you don't have to try to be somebody else. You know that I'm an ant. I'm going to be about my business, and I'm going to do what I know God told me to do and what's right. And you just got to stay on the grind. And so if you stay on the grind and keep doing what God told you to do, nobody got to tell you to do right. Nobody got to tell you. You know, that you got to do this, you got to do this. You get to a certain age, what we were talking about on last Sunday, you know, said, but when I became a man, he said, when I was a child, I thought as a child. You know, I did things as a child, but when I became a man, I put away childish things. He is someone who knows what they're supposed to do and knows how to take care of business and is not worried about, you know, what's over there. He's handling his business. And bottom line is we got to handle our business and not worry about what everybody else is trying to do because what everybody else is trying to do is not for you. And so what happens is if you slip up and stop doing what you're supposed to do when it comes time for you to eat, when it comes time for you to have shelter, when it comes time for you, you know, to be able to go in for the wintertime and have provisions, if you slip and mind in everybody else's building, you're not going to have, and you'll be knocking on somebody else's door talking about I need, can you help me? But if he was about your business, when certain things arise, you'll be able to take care of it. And that's just being a man growing up, you know, understanding that, you know, I need to take care of what I need to take care of. So this is good word.
Definitely, I agree with that, man. At the end of the day, man, you know, we have, you know, when you had a light in you, man, you know, so many Christians, man, we take steps back because we forget, you know, we oftentimes go through situations and forget that God brought us out and that if he brought us out of this one, he'll bring us out of all of them.
Amen.
And, you know, just like the ant. That's what I love about it, he said, because ain't nobody got to tell it what to do. You know God, just like you said, when you go through problems, I mean, what about when you can't call nobody else to tell you how? You should know how. You should know that you could be able to call on God, just like you said. You should be able to know that you can plug in at any time And that's why it's definitely key for us to stay on this first word and keep it going, and be able to hide this word in our heart. You know,
yeah.
That so when we get to the when we get to the battlefield, and because you know the enemy don't play fair,
yeah.
You know, he and let me say this too, he'll go through anybody just to get
mm-hmm.
to you. And he knows who is special to our heart. He knows who is near and dear. So sometimes you might see that, you know, someone you love that's close to you, somebody that you care for might just start acting hurt. Might just start going through all type of situations. Just know that God will deliver. And God will be there. That's why we have to be on this first word. So when our partner or whatever gets into a situation, just like Pastor was preaching on, we can lay that suppressing fire.
Amen.
That when they're down and understand that, you know, when you got the anointing on your life, this is serious.
Sure.
And definitely, you know, spiritual warfare is real. There are such things as innocent bystanders. Casualties. But you have to be able to tap in and know that like that ant, it's war time. Ain't nobody gotta tell me it's time.
Mm-hmm.
It happens every time. Happens
mm-hmm.
every year. Let
mm-hmm.
me go ahead and get ready. Let me go ahead and get on my face. Let me go ahead and get in this word. Let me go ahead and tune into the first word. Let me go ahead and tune into Bible study. Because I know it's coming, so I know that it's coming, so I'm prepared. Because the weapons will fall,
yep.
But they won't prosper. So that's my comment.
Definitely through there. Almost running out of time. We got 2 more minutes left. We'll just go off of what you guys are saying. It's definitely good word about this ant right here. How he knows, you know. I think that, you know, as an ant grows and they start off small, they know their job and they know what they gotta do. So definitely as us being Christians, we like you said, you know, what we got to do, we got to, you know, stay prayed up, stay in everything, stay on everything, and continue to press on to help other people that we know and do what God says. Any last comments here?
Yeah, you just got to stay on the grind, man, you know, when everybody else is chilling, you know. You got to stay on the grind, like the preacher said. Spiritual warfare is real. You know, you can't get caught slipping. You got to stay on the grind, whether you know, in season or out of season. You know, that's what the word says. Be constant, be consistent, you know, and God will always be there for you. But if he's slipping, man, the enemy going to come in, and he, like you said, he doesn't play fair, and he will try to take you out. And, you know, that's what the ant understands. It's coming every season. It's coming. You know, I can't go out like that.
Amen. And definitely when you look at it from, like, that standpoint, like, yeah, I can't even go out like that. You know, especially when you got the, you know, the key, the answer, you know, and you got to stay prayed up. I know oftentimes, you know, before I minister through mine, you know, me and my lady used to get into it. And one thing I couldn't stand it. Like, man, you know, you want your lady on your side when you about to go minister and all of that. And it's like, we just kept butting heads, like, real bad. But then I was like, I need to start fasting and praying. Because, look, I got to minister, you know, this day. So, look, I got to expect it. I can't feed into it.
Because mm-hmm.
that's going to throw me off my game.
Mm-hmm.
Can't, you know, can't go out like that.
Yep.
So true.
Can't go out like that.
Yeah. Let you go ahead. You want to close out, Mr. Jamal?
Yes, sir. Father God, in the name of Jesus, we just want to say thank you. Thank you for this opportunity, Father God, for us to just wake up in the morning, Father God, and see a brand new day. Thank you, Father God, for just allowing us to be able to come in one place, Father God, and fellowship, Father God, and talk about your word, Father God. We thank you, Father God. We love you. We praise you, Father God. We lift you up. We ask you, Father God, that you give us traveling mercies, Father God. Wherever we might be going, Father God, be in our church services, Father God, bless pastor, Father God, build him up, give him a strong fire where, Father God, for your people, Father God, we ask you to just let your anointing fall afresh, Father God, come into our churches, Father God, take your shoes off, Father God, have your way. We just want to be used up by you, Father God, and until next time, Father God, please, 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 Father God, watch over us, Father God. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen.
Amen.
Amen. All right, till next week. This is
Be the Act, Shorty.
Yep.